Somebody else wants to weigh in on Johnny Bauer, and you talk about an icon. I use that word for Johnny Bauer. How about Don Cherry, Grapes himself, joining us here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Grapes, first of all, Merry Christmas. Season's greetings to you and the family. I wish it was better circumstances we had to talk about, but we're talking about really one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet, aren't we, Don?
Sure. Listen, Raj, I knew there's very few guys that played against him when he was in the minors, and I think I'm one of them. And everybody remembers when he was with Cleveland. I think he was with 10 years with Cleveland. But I remember when I broke in, I was a rookie, he was with Providence. And I said, holy smokes, they must be good goalies up in the National Hockey League if this guy can't make it. So he was with the Providence Reds, and he was fantastic. And I think he had a couple of games with the New York Rangers, and then he was back with Cleveland for the next 10 years. And, you know, talk about a guy staying the true course and not quitting in that. Boy, he was really something. And he was just as great in the American League as he was the National League.
Well, and you know, Don, that's one thing younger fans just don't even really understand. In a six-team league and backup goaltenders were never used.
Never.
You know, that's how tough it is to get in. That he broke in at such an old age is remarkable. But when you stop and think about it, maybe not, because who was ever leaving the goal crease in the NHL? This is when Glenn Hall was playing 502 games in a row.
Well, go Eddie Jockerman, go Sawchuk, you could go down the line. And I remember when I was in Springfield, there was a guy named Marcel Paille. And I tell you, he was never been as good as anybody in the National Hockey League, but he was buried in the minors, just like Johnny. And, you know, once you get down there, you get, you're a minor leaguer. And he wasn't a minor leaguer. I mean, when you think about it, back in when Johnny was there, there was six teams. There was no backup goalies. That means five to six guys played, and that was it in the world. And that's why Johnny spent so much time in Cleveland. And, I mean, we used to shake our heads all the time when he was down there. We used to see, it must have really hurt him when to see guys go up the National Hockey League, you know, not as good as him. It must have really hurt him. But he stuck it out. And by golly, he was claimed by Toronto, and away he went. And everybody remembers him when he was in Toronto.
The rest is history. Don Cherry is with us. I'm Roger Lajoie, Sportsnet today. Don, talk about his second career, because his second career started the moment he retired from the NHL. He became an ambassador, and I know a lot of it is economic driven, because here's a guy who didn't make a lot of money and wanted to get out there and get his name and his brand out. But my goodness, the number of Canadians that met Johnny Bauer in their life is astounding. We're hearing from all kinds of them here this morning, because that was Johnny was all about. Nobody gave more to charity or made more public appearances than Johnny Bauer. I can't even think who'd be second.
You know, it was unbelievable. You'd go and drop the puck, and it'd be a cold rink, and Johnny be there. And, you know, I remember I did for the policeman one time. There was only about 100 people in the stands. I think they were just the parents of the guys playing. And there was Johnny. And you're right. I mean, you know, a guy's died. You usually say, what a great guy he is. You know, everybody's a great guy when they die, but he really was. And he'd have time for everybody. And I was listening to Daryl earlier, and Daryl's so right that he was so kind and so nice. And you don't know what to say about him, because you go to the bank and drop the puck. He was nice enough to everybody. He never, ever forgot. I still think he thought he was an American Hockey Leaguer, a good guy that worked his way up. And he never, ever was a big wheel.
No, he wasn't. He was everybody's grandpa. There's no question about that. So, Don, you know, he's in the among the top 100 hockey players of all time. And I asked Daryl the same question that I ask you now is, you know, you certainly remember him as an active goaltender. I think the younger generation remembers the nice guy signing all the autographs. Tell us a little bit, like, rank him among the tops of all time, because that 11-year career he had was as good as anybody's.
Well, he won the Stanley Cup. He won the Vezina with Terry Sawchuk. And I remember him for the poke check. He had that beautiful poke check. If you tried to deke him, you were done. You'd never get around it. He just had the knack. As he went to go around him, he'd hold his stick in. Out come that like a rapier. But that's what I remember, the poke check. And, I mean, Les Wilson, he won the Vezina. Terry Sock, he won the – he was an all-star, and he won a Stanley Cup. I don't know what else more you could do than that. And I remember John Ferguson used to, from Montreal, the enforcer, used to give him a hard time all the time. And no mask, too, by the way. And Johnny would hold it right in there. Boy, he was really something, I'll tell you. And he got along great with Terry Sawchuk, which was good. Not many people did. And him and Terry won the Cup, and they won the Vezina. Boy, they were a duo, I'll tell you.
And, Don, final question. We'll let you go. It does show you, you know, in the 100th anniversary of the Toronto Maple Leafs, just how special the franchise is to everybody. You know, we had Daryl Sittler, Dick Duff. We have all kinds of former Leafs. Ronnie Ellis was on this morning. Just talk about, you know, Johnny Bower being the perfect example of everything that's good about that Maple Leaf jersey, because the logo is the people that are wearing the logo, right?
Well, Raj, I hate to tell you, and I know that's great. I'm sure Daryl and all the rest talked about when he was in Toronto, but I have to say I was in the American Hockey League the whole time he was there, and I remember him. Like I said earlier when I started this thing, if they're that good in the National Hockey League, how good they be. And he never quit. That's the big thing about him. It must have broke his heart to see guys going up that couldn't carry his, you know what. And that's how I remember Johnny Bower, because I spent my life in the American Hockey League, and Johnny, he was as nice, and he told somebody that I scored the goal on him, but I didn't. But it just to make me feel good. But he was a great guy. And, you know, and everybody, oh, yeah, everybody here in this broadcast think the same thing. But, boy, he was a gentleman, and all the kids. And don't forget his great record, too. God, we can't forget that one.
No doubt about it. Don Cherry.
I mean, the record him singing, too. Remember he had that?
Oh, yeah, Honky. Yeah, we played it. Yeah, it was fabulous.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I mean, he was quite proud of that, too, for the kids.
He sure did. Did everything with class and dignity. What a life well lived. Don Cherry joining us to reminisce about Johnny Bower. Grapes, you're the best for joining us. Thanks so much. Stay well.
Okay, Rod. See you later.
Thank you, sir. Don Cherry joining us.